I don't know about where you are because it varies from neighborhood to neighborhood, but on the farm, that heavy, wet snow fell and what didn't get shoveled is now pure ice. And since a good portion of our driveway is gravel, it did not get shoveled and it is pure ice. Tim Joyce is with us from the WGN-TV Tom Skilling Weather Center. How are you today,
Tim? I'm good. Just don't blame me. I'm only the messenger, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. who got walloped the worst over the snowfall on Saturday?
I think it's probably those areas sort of northwestern Chicagoland up towards McHenry County, those places. Even Elgin got like 9.2 inches of snow. So even sort of in the urban core, we did see about 9 inches of snow in our snowiest of spots and getting closer to the 10-inch totals up in McHenry County. So it was quite a wallop of some snow, definitely for November, which is usually not so snowy, about 1.8 inches on average for the month, and we've got 10.1 now for the whole season of snow. Yikes.
And we've got more on the way this afternoon, right?
We do. Again, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately timed right during that commute. We're starting to see the snow sweeping into the city itself right now. It's out towards the suburbs. We've seen it in Joliet, out towards Ottawa, southwest suburbs, and it's going to be moving through most of the afternoon and evening for us. I call this more of like a nuisance snow than an impactful snow because it's just a pain in the rear end, if you know what I mean. Talking about that snow, it reduces visibility, so if folks aren't behaving themselves and driving for the conditions, you can see spinouts like you did this morning. And those cold temperatures, we hit our peak of 30 degrees, so not any melting for today. So it's all just going to be sticking around and blowing around for tonight. That winter weather advisory expires at midnight tonight, and then tomorrow a sunnier day, but still kind of locked in the freezer. Temperatures about 25 degrees for a high.
And did most of the people in the listening and viewing area, did they get heavy wet snow, or was it dependent on how far north they are?
I think it was varied based on where you were. Further south you were, you didn't see quite as much of the snow towards, say, northwest Indiana, areas south of, say, Joliet and southern Will County, portions of Kankakee County. Those places saw the heavier, wetter snow, but not as significant of accumulation. The drier, fluffier snow was more of it, but again, up towards the Wisconsin state line. This time it's going to be the reverse. Everybody sees about the same kind of wispy snow today, but I think greater totals are going to be south of Interstate 80 for folks getting closer to that 4 inches, closer to the Wisconsin state line. I think today probably about an inch, and then kind of split the difference in the city, maybe 1 or 2 inches of this nuisance snow.
And where is the snow coming from? On Saturday, you know, we always get our snow coming out of the west. It was coming out of the east. It was whirling around in every direction.
It was. When we see these lows coming out of Colorado or the panhandle of Oklahoma, usually they bring in a southeasterly wind. We can drive in some of that snow from a strange place. You're like, why is this? The wind's out of the east. What's going on? But there's the way that the circulation of the atmosphere goes. You got that cold air in place, and it's pulling in those winds coming out of the southeast. And we're going to see some slight northwesterly winds with this next weather system coming in, and really bitter cold later on this week. So this snow is going to stick around for a while.
Okay, so if we didn't get our Christmas decorations put up when it was 60 degrees, is it going to be a while before we want to tackle that?
It is going to be a little while because we're looking at average high temperature for the beginning of December is about 41 or 42. So we're going to be well below that. As we look towards that extended outlook towards, say, the 9th or the 10th, we look to finally emerge from the freezer, getting those temperatures up towards the mid-30s. And, of course, you know, here we like to bet on weather in the WGN-TV weather. Yeah. Center. So Snyder and Demetrius had a bet. They're like, oh, I think it's only, Demetrius said it's going to get to 50s later this month. And Snyder took him up on the bet. And I said, I'll make it better. I'm going to bet that it's going to get to 60 before the end of the year. So we'll see who's right. But I got a bottle of whiskey on the line.
Wow. I hope it's a Penelope or a good bottle of bourbon.
I think we're going bullet rye. So yeah.
Oh, okay. you really think we're going to see 60 before the end of the year?
It's just been such an erratic fall that we see these kind of rapid swings in the jet stream. So you get these pulses like we saw last month when it was really, really cold for the beginning of the month and saw a little snow, you know, in early November. And then we hit 71 degrees later on the 15th. So I think that kind of whipsaw is going to happen. Not quite as warm, not quite as beautiful, but I think that possibility still is there with this sort of meandering jet stream doing lots of crazy things to lots of crazy places.
We had such a light winter last year. It was amazing how easy it was to deal with. Is this a sign of a lot of snow this season?
I think it is going to be, unfortunately. Last year and the year before were both really easy seasons. They both ranked in the top 15 of our least snowy snow seasons ever on record. And those records for snow go back to the 1870s. I think this year, closer to that normal. Normal's 38.4. And we saw last year about 17-ish inches of snow. So obviously, it's going to feel more impactful even if we get anywhere close to average for this time of the year. So for folks that were thinking that it was going to be a certainty that the winters were going to be easier in perpetuity, I've got some bad news. It's not really going to happen that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what about for people who are still traveling today? Some people said, well, I'm not going to go home until Monday. I'm going to skip all that Thanksgiving travel. But I understand that there are still storms in action that might impact travel today.
And I applaud that pause for folks thinking, oh, I'm just going to beat the crowds, because that is really a smart way to go. But if you're going to be on the roads, we've got a winter storm warning for western Michigan, kind of Muskegon up towards the north, where they could get another foot of lake effect snow with this weather system. So western Michigan could be in the crosshairs. And this system we're seeing today is going to amplify a little bit as it heads east. So areas around Cleveland and Buffalo, portions of the East Coast, north of D.C., going to see all this in the next couple of days. So it is going to be moving out of here rather quickly, and we're going to see the sub-zero temperatures rather quickly as we get into Thursday. Could be the coldest morning of the season so far. How about a low temperature around 6 and sub-zero wind chills? Personally, I'm not a fan.
6? We're going down to 6 on Thursday morning?
I think that's likely. Got the clear skies and this wind coming out of the northwest, bringing in this really cold, dry Canadian air. And we'll see some sunny skies, but it's going to be cold. And I think the high will squeak out maybe upper teens on Thursday. But it looks like a one-hit wonder. We do bounce back towards almost freezing for the weekend. So Thursday's that day. Bundle up. Call in sick. I'm not writing any notes because I'd be way too busy. But I think folks would be like, nope, I can't do it. I'm not doing Thursday.
Yeah. What about the warm-up? When does that come?
Well, I'm seeing the warm-up and the freeze snow line kind of flirting with the weekend. So we could get up to that sort of 33, 34, depending on how much the clouds break up. But we do see a slight chance for a little snow on Sunday, early Sunday, maybe even before folks even wake up. And then as we get towards next week, some of the forecast models hinting maybe midweek. So we're talking towards like the 7th, 8th, 9th, could get up to 35 degrees, balmy, tropical 37, possibly in some of those forecast models. Granted, that's what I call wish casting, when you look at the forecast and hope you see something.
Yeah.
But, you know, the chance is there. And again, that average high temperature still is 40. So I'm always rooting for normal for this time of the year. And that would be above freezing for sure.
So this is more like January weather right now.
It kind of, yeah, feels almost like February weather, that sort of that sun going down and kind of like, you know, the snow coming in with those clouds. It just felt like the winter's like definitely fully here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
That is Tim Joyce, meteorologist and WGN-TV weekend morning news weather anchor. I bet he was busy over the weekend.